Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
In terms of Democrats and where they go from here, this last week we did see them try to protest during the president's address and then House leadership getting on to them, other Democrats calling them out. They still seem to be wandering around trying to figure this out. What's your take?
Can we ask another question? Do I have to talk about my own party? can we talk about Ukraine or something? No. Look, man, we're screwed. I mean, we don't know. No, Democrats don't know what to do. This is a nightmare. Somebody like Donald Trump, we thought we'd at least have, Hakeem Jeffries in the speaker's chair to hold him back if we didn't have Kamala in there to do the right thing. Listen, the Democratic Party is going through a massive set of internal crises. You have a party that got trapped two ways. One, defending a broken status quo that nobody likes because they thought that Donald Trump was going to make it worse. But when you're defending a status quo, you're going to lose. And then offending most people in the country, calling everybody sexist and racist and transphobic and every other name, and then saying, please follow us. That's not a good strategy, folks. Defending a broken status quo and offending most of the country turns out is not as popular as my party thought it was going to be. And so it's going to take a while for people to get it figured out. I don't like talking about this. I'd rather beat up. Can you give me something I can beat up Shermichael about? I don't want to talk about my own party.
I know. It's a tough question.
It's actually not a tough question, and it's actually not a tough answer. And I'm going to give a different answer than I've given when we've talked about this subject in the past. And I'm going to go back to a clip that I played from MSNBC in the Big Take this morning, where there was a Democratic strategist on one of their round panel shows, and she was saying that in light of, Sean, with the whole Trump, Elon, Tesla little skit out on the lawn, that Trump MAGA Republicans can't even afford to buy a Tesla. Last time I checked, many of them can. I have been on the receiving end of many nice gifts from my audience that I personally am not privileged to attend or afford, like being a member at Trump Philadelphia Golf Club. Here's the thing. Maybe, just maybe, and it's not my job. I want the Democrats to stay the way they are. I don't want them to change because I want them to keep losing. But here's an idea. Stop taking the advice, Dawn, get ready to throw something at me, of the advice of 58-year-old liberal women that are psychotic. That would be a start for me. I mean, that's just me, but it's not. I don't get paid to fix it.
Well, instead, they're going to take the advice of David Hogg and Jasmine Crockett, who are also psychotic.
Yes, or 19-year-old men with no beards.
Right, yeah, Harry Sisson. We call him Peach Fuzz Harry, by the way. That's what we call him, right? But you have again, for some strange reason, it's not strange because they actually do hate us, but for some reason, the Democrats continue to double down on either calling Americans, calling us stupid. We're deplorable. We're garbage. We're poor. Do you think that's going to be what wins people over? Hey, these poor people, they can't afford a Tesla. This is all is that why Tesla shares went through the roof after Trump bought the Tesla? Like so many people were posting, I'm buying a Tesla today because MAGA supporters and Elon supporters can't afford it. I mean, it's like. They're doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down on insulting the people whose votes they need, and they still don't get it. And I, as much as I hate hearing it, I also love hearing it because it means nothing to me. I don't care. I'm not begging for their adoration, right? I don't need them to admire me or shower any of us with praise. I think it continues to put us in an even better position to win elections going forward. And honestly, that's all I care about when we talk about this. I want to win.
And it's
going to make it easier for us to win.
It's also a stupid comment to make because it's factually incorrect. The party of fact checkers out there. I just did a quick DuckDuckGo search on the average price of a Tesla. The average Tesla price is $33,000.
Yeah.
My Honda Ridgeline was $47,000. Don't insult me saying I can't afford a Tesla, okay? Yeah. When did a Tesla become a Ferrari, right? I mean, Teslas, I'm sure you could find some out there that are super, super expensive.
Well, the one Trump got was 90 grand.
Yeah.
For Kai.
The average.
Kai got that.
Yeah. That's all souped up. But the average base model Tesla, according to BusinessInsider.com, 33 grand.
It also had 37 recalls on it, too, by the way. So hopefully he's not giving it to his granddaughter.
They're sabotaging Trump. They're trying to kill him again.
And by the way, I mean, I'll say this too. Like, I probably will never buy a Tesla. Not because I don't like Trump or Elon, but I'm not an EV guy.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen enough videos of them exploding in the winter where I kind of don't want that to happen. And I believe in gas. I don't want to wait 20 minutes or an hour or 2 hours or whatever it is to recharge my car.
I just don't like the way they look.
It's not a cup of tea.
I just don't like the way they look.
Yeah.
It's
the regular Tesla, like the compact cars look all right. The Cybertrucks are ugly.
They are.
It looks like a Rubik's Cube.
They
are. All jacked
up. It's funny you say that. I actually like the Cybertruck.
Oh, God. They're hideous.
They are, but I like them.
Yeah.
They're so odd that I'm attracted to them. I really am.
Okay. So, yeah, exactly. Exactly, Sean. We're on the same page.
They just stick out. There's like that ugly sneaker that you're like, how is that a popular shoe? But it is.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about the Tesla Cybertruck.
It's like a Jackson Pollock painting where he just flung paint at the, you know, where like literally an ape could have done it. People were like, oh, this is beautiful. I'm like, I mixed paint in a paint store and I've spilled paint that looked like that. Should I give me, let's go, $18 million, let's go, right? You know, well, Hunter Biden could do it when his dad was in office. Not anymore, though. He's broke.
It was suddenly somehow devalued, Sean. I don't know what happened. They were selling for $500,000 and then what do you think happened?
Yeah.
I don't know. It has nothing to do. Because Abby Phillip on CNN, she told me it has nothing to do with the fact that Joe Biden's in office. Nothing.
Nothing.
Not in office anymore. Yeah, you know. Caitlin Collins, too, who continues to look more and more like Scott Pressler.
Scott Pressler on line three. Hey, I'm way prettier than that.
By the way.
He usually says that online, too. He calls it out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys
one
saw.
One time he called her hot.
Hot
and he
what?
Was like, and I was like, well, he called Caitlin Collins hot.
Hot and bothered like, by everything Trump says?
Yeah, I mean, he was like, oh, yeah, she's pretty hot. And I'm like, you know what that means? Because Scott Pressler, you know, that means she looks like a dude. So that's the ultimate insult. If a gay guy calls a female attractive.
Yeah.
Not good.
Good point. That's a good point.
I don't know if you guys saw this the other day, but the Black Lives Matter Boulevard or whatever it was that was on the streets in what DC, right?
Yeah,
DC. The big obnoxious letters on the roadway.
It was it was painted over or whatever. Sunny Hostin. I guess she does a podcast now too.
Well, everybody has a pod.
Yeah. She commented on this. Roll it.
I'm saddened by it because I do think that the Black Lives Matter movement has been co-opted and they're trying to erase it, obviously. But it's probably the second most important civil rights movement in American history. The first, of course, being which resulted in the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
What?
And then the Voting Rights Act of 1965. So I'm devastated by it because it's just a continuation of the erasure of American history.
There you go.
I've got a story courtesy of OutKick. Now, I've never heard of this musician, but the headline is Grammy-nominated rapper calls Black Lives Matter a scam and points to the mansions that were bought by the founders and all of the missing funds. Remember all the money that, you know, 64-year-old Bluebell liberal women donated to BLM as they got their third booster and put their Ukraine flag in their yard and hate has no home here. They're the ones that got scammed. And I would actually argue that you could put the whole BLM movement right up there with the efficacy of the vaccine and the mask and also the Ukraine funding. One of the three or four biggest scams, for sure, in my adult lifetime.
Yeah, and global boiling too. They went from warming to boiling. So
I mean, you know it's a scam when hip hop artists are coming out and saying, "Yeah, BLM's a scam." You got played.
Who's that? Young Yachty?
Yeah, better you saying it than me. I would have butchered it. Yeah, 27-year-old. His real name is Miles McCollum, and he was on a YouTube show.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was going to pull it, but I was like, does anybody know who this guy
is?
Yeah,
I figured we'd weave this in here and there. I never heard of him, but then again, you know, if somebody has, it's probably Phil. By the way, Phil, you got to feature Little Yachty today coming up in Today in Music History.
There'll be no.
I'm sure he had a hit a few years ago today.
By the way, I want an update. We'll get to an update in just a couple minutes on the high school girl who hit the other girl in the back of the head with
a baton.
With a baton.
Yeah.
Dawn called it.
She and her parents were on Good Morning America with a different angle to this, and she's claiming it was an accident.
Right.
We will have the video coming up on YouTube, so head on over to YouTube if you want to see this, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. But I want to get this in before we do this. We talked all the time about the DEI initiatives for the FAA, and we were told that it was a conspiracy and that it's not really DEI that is causing all these issues in the FAA. So this piece of actual journalism was done by the Daily Mail. A top DEI activist is caught on voicemail allegedly offering minority air traffic control candidates the chance to cheat in a make or break entry exam.
That sounds safe.
Yeah. So he wanted more African American to get this job, so he got answers to questions and emailed them.
Right,
Shelton Snow, a powerful, let me say alleged, because we don't know. I have to say alleged. Shelton Snow, a powerful figure in the National Black Coalition of Federal Aviation Employees, can be heard promising advanced access to test answers in a shocking audio clip obtained by the Daily Mail. Excuse me. Can you play a little bit of this, Phil?
Washington Suburban Associate members, brothers and sisters, listen. It's been a really busy time for me these past 4 days. I know that each of you are eager, very eager, to apply for this job vacancy announcement. And trust, after tonight, you will be able to do so. I am asking that you give me another 15 or 16 hours. Allow me to go to work and come home, provide you with an email that will be extremely crucial in the opening stages of this hiring process. There are some valuable pieces of information that I have taken a screenshot of, and I'm going to send that to you via email. Trust and believe it will be something that you will appreciate to the utmost. Keep in mind, we are trying to maximize your opportunities, and I'm doing the very best that I can with the time that I'm given.
Okay, and he goes on to say, I am about 99.99% sure that it is exactly how you need to answer each question.
Well, when I was taking the LSATs and the bar exam and things like that, but I would have loved to have somebody slip me the exact copy of the test with the questions so I know what to study for and what to omit after a full year's worth of academics. This guy, if this is true, he's the air traffic operations supervisor for the Federal Aviation Administration. He should be out of a job.
By the way, this is also not new. This piece of audio, I believe, was made available in 2014 to African Americans, females, and other minority candidates, but whites were left out of the loop to minimize competition.
So that audio tape's 11 years old.
Allegedly.
Wow.
But it kind of shows you how the seeds were sown and how we kind of snowballed into, if this is true.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So.
Okay.
Well, before DEI, it was called affirmative action.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
It's just to hear it.
I know.
Right? Mm-hmm. And with the FAA.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, kind of an important job.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like.
No, it's not cashier. It's not cashier at Publix.
Yeah. Right. This should be
they leaked the answers to the test to the black cashiers. Okay, whatever.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A little more important than that.
A little bit.
It's unbelievable.
Bit. Unbelievable.
All right. So we talked a lot about the baton track stars, the two females. One was hit in the back of the head by the other. The girl has been the one girl who hit the other girl in the back of the head has been consistent in the fact that she's stuck with the story that this was a complete accident. You only saw one angle. So she went on Good Morning America, I believe, to tell her side of the story. And she has a different angle on this. And I want you guys to look at this and tell, because she says this definitively shows that she accidentally hit this girl in the back of the head.
Okay.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT if you want to see this video. Roll.
This morning, Alayla Everett, the track star at the center of that viral video showing her appearing to hit another runner in the head with the baton, is speaking out.
I would never do that on purpose. That's not in my character.
Everett says the incident is a complete misunderstanding, pointing to another angle of the race as proof.
The baton was literally, her arm was literally hitting the baton like this until she got a little ahead and my arm got stuck like this.
In the video, Everett is seen on the inside track running the 4x200 relay at the Virginia State High School League Championships when junior Kaylin Tucker came around the outside on the corner.
That's when she hit me with the baton. I just felt a bang on my head, and then I fell off the track immediately.
Kaylin dropping her baton and reaching for her head. She was later diagnosed with a concussion. Now, since the incident, the Everett family has been served with court papers and must appear before a judge. The athletic director for Alalas High School has since apologized to the Tucker family on their behalf. Guys?
All right. To answer her claim of definitive proof that it was not intentional, to me, that does not show definitive proof that it was not intentional. Now, again, we've talked about this for a couple of days. I know there was an update, and kudos to Dawn for calling out what was likely to happen and predicting it. I don't think this should be the end of this girl's career. Like, I'm not, like, cancel culture guy. But, you know, if the parents want to, you know, sue and get recovery for medical, like, I'm totally on board with
it. Get him, Dawn.
If, Nick, let me just wind up my arm like she did.
No, I'm in agreement with...
If somebody did this to one of my kids, and I will, and I have boys, if somebody did this to one of your daughters,
mm-hmm.
I hope that you or Kristen, one of you, has big enough kahunis.
Definitely her.
Okay, because I'm telling you would be flipping out. Because would be flipping out. I would have called 911 right then and there. I would be calling for criminal charges. This is a criminal act of violence. I don't care if it was during a track meet. These are high school girls. And you see the victim in this. She's just look at them and listen to them. The victim in this is just more like innocent to it. You know what I mean? She's just like an innocent kid. And even her parents are just, you know what I mean, more genuine, and just you see the innocence within that. As far as the person who's the, I have to say alleged, but the person who you see, if you're looking at that video, there is no question in my mind from every angle, she is winding up, and boom, there's nothing obstructed, there's no arm caught from any angle that I can see.
Yes.
And this is somebody who committed, in my humble opinion, this is just my opinion, this is a violent act, a criminal act against an innocent victim who's running her race.
I agree with
you. She absolutely should be banned. If I were that school, there's no question in my mind.
Yes, I agree with...
That's terrible.
I agree with a criminal charge if that was filed by a district attorney. I agree with a civil thing as far as wanting medical compensation and recovery for damages. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on all of that. But I'm saying I'm not canceling this girl for the rest of her life as a high school athlete over a month. Just like I don't like when people pull up tweets from 12 years ago where you try to cancel an 11-year-old who's now 23 that posted something on social media that was deemed racist or offensive. Like, I'm not interested in canceling people's livelihood over one slip-up. And she's a minor. So, but I'm fine with the criminal charges. I'm fine with calling. I agree with everything you're saying, but I think people are trying to, like, end this girl's future, and that to me is where I'm like, I'm not a cancel culture person.
Well, I will say this. I think most schools, if you have a student who's now facing assault and battery charges mm-hmm. as an underage person, but I will say this: most high schools, this would be grounds for an expulsion. And I would, as a parent, fully expect that this person should be expelled, number one.
Wow, so you would have her expelled from school? I wouldn't.
Well, locally, when a student much younger walked up to, these were 13 and 12-year-olds, locally, North Penn, and had a Stanley Cup, a stainless steel cup, and assaulted another fellow student from behind, and assaulted that kid, who also, you know, had to have stitches and had a concussion. That other student who was the accused offender was expelled.
Different circumstances, though.
Wow. It's assault and battery from behind, unprovoked.
That person had a track record, remember? We had the...
Not in that school.
Yeah, well, no, but it was well known that that kid Did we ever get confirmation of the identity?
No, because they're underage. It doesn't because they're matter underage. Anyway.
Well, there was a history there. Does this girl in track have any prior history?
Yeah, the history
of
doesn't
violence?
Matter. The history in North Penn was not the issue, Nick.
Yeah, but
it
you're
was
talking
that you
about
committed assault and battery of a fellow
Wait a minute.
Student. This is a violent
Wait a minute.
Act.
You're telling me prior record has no merit? It absolutely does. If you
not
have a
for the school, because in that school, those officials in North Penn locally, they had no access to that. They had no access to the fact that that kid had been transferred. That's part of the problem with these kids. So right now you have a juvenile who's accused of being a runner and on the track doing this.
Yeah.
Good luck trying to find out if she has any juvenile criminal record. It's not easy.
Well, I'm sure.
Unless she was charged with an adult at some point.
Well, I'm sure the Juvenile Justice Department would have a record.
Oh, yeah, they're real willing to give out that information.
Willing versus having it are two different things.
I'll tell you, this would be in most schools, this would be grounds for an expulsion.
I mean, look, if we've played that basketball brawl, that high school one from Pennsylvania, you want to expel people for that, I'm on board. That was, you know, punches and brawls. That was like the palace brawl with the Pistons and the Pacers from 20 years ago. I don't think I would expel her in that track
I'm
setting,
shocked.
But that's just me.
I'm absolutely shocked. If you don't expel her for doing this, then every other kid who assaults another kid can point to this and say, well, you didn't expel her. Why are you expelling me?
So you don't give
you are condoning this violent act.
Sean, I want you to jump in as well and get your thoughts. But so you don't think there's a difference between somebody sitting at a cafeteria table in a, quote, friendly setting versus in the heat of the moment in athletics? Not to excuse it
heat
being...
Heat of the moment?
Well,
I would say the standard is higher. When you're a student athlete, you usually have to have a certain GPA. You usually are told by your coach that you are watched, you are a role model in your school. Absolutely.
Well, a certain GPA for athletics? You know how many dumb kids I played with in high school that had a GPA of 0.1?
I will say in the public, most public schools do have, they have something about grades, but in the private schools, they absolutely do.
Okay. I disagree. Farish, your thoughts?
You disagree, that student athletes should not and are not held to a higher standard.
No, well, it depends on the school. In public, no. In public schools, as long as we were not getting F's, we were all over the place.
I'll tell you what, I have a nephew, and this is in South Jersey, who was a star. He was a football player in high school, and his GPA, he was struggling in a couple classes, and public school, and they told him, you're off the football team until you fix those grades.
Wow.
Our schools had that, too. When I went, there were kids on the football team that were academically struggling. They had to go into, you know, extra help and whatnot to up their grades or, you know, because playing the sport was a privilege. It wasn't a right at the school, but I have to say, you know, you look at what this girl did in track and on the track, and I'm not a cancel culture guy either. But I mean, didn't the victim get like a concussion? Yep. And it was I mean, you can't set the precedent. Just like I just talked about a few minutes ago about bail reform. Like, you can't set the precedent that this behavior doesn't come with consequences. And I'm not saying that criminal charges, that's the justice system.
Yep.
But the school and the education system has to levy consequences too, in my opinion.
Sure.
She may, you know, for the rest of her life, I'm not going to say for the rest of her life, but I'd say from the school and from high school sports altogether, how does any other parent trust that girl on a track again?
That's right.
After that. And that's where I think my head is. How do you trust this girl? How can you trust that she's not going to do it again? Has she been put through enough? Or what? To me, she shouldn't be on the track again in high school. She wants to go join, you know, she wants to go and get into college, and that school wants to let her get another shot. I believe in redemption. That's fine.
Yeah,
second
that's what
chances.
I'm saying. Yes,
I'm all
absolutely.
Good with that.
Yep.
But in this case, I do think the school should expel her. The other thing, I'm not saying this absolves her, but how heavy are these batons? I've never run, you know, track.
That's just it.
They're pretty
light. Holy cow.
They're pretty. The fact that they're not like, it's not a Stanley Cup, right? So the fact that you could cause a concussion and cause that level.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I feel like you're light, right?
That's a hard hit. You hit that person like as if, because it's, right? She has the momentum of the arm. And you see the younger girl who's a junior, Kaylin Tucker, mm-hmm. who's the victim in this. So these are the championships. You know what I mean? So she's a junior. She has a concussion. We all know concussion protocol. When you're in high school, they can't allow you to participate, even practice in sports. So she's out. She's out for the season. That stinks.
So we're gonna expel her. But when a guy that's pretending to be a girl in a volleyball match breaks a girl's face, they're not expelled.
Oh well, I
no, you know, you no, no. Listen, I'm in agreement. You're right.
Yeah, I'm
totally in agreement
here.
As well.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm totally in agreement as well. That
one they're saying is an accident, but you're right. I agree.
Well, I'm right, yeah. And I don't think the guy who spikes the ball in the woman's face did it on purpose.
Right.
But it did happen, and it is a problem. Look, here's how you avoid. Avoid that. Keep the men out of women's sports.
Yes. Right. Right.
Okay.
That's a great idea, though.
There was nothing in this situation that could have prevented this other than the conduct of the athlete.
Okay. What if it was
the judgment of the athlete?
What if it was an either or? And I know we're not talking about either or, but what if I gave you the ultimatum? You can either expel her or hit her with criminal and civil charges. Which one would you? What do you think?
No, the answer is both.
I know
both
that, but
systems have to work.
But
true.
Both don't work together. So the accused offender in this, who's facing, albeit misdemeanor assault charges, she's 18. She's a high school senior.
Yeah.
So in my humble opinion, you know, the reason that she's gone on crying on national TV is that she knows that, I mean, she's not going to get scholarship offers. And her actions, I think, as far as, I mean, she's just not going to get the offers and the scholarship money offers. But whether they expel her or not is on the school. But she's a senior in high school, but she's also 18. On the other side of it, as far as criminal charges, the police should not at all look at what the high school, that's a police matter. So in my opinion, if I were within the law enforcement, what I would say to her is plead out to a misdemeanor. We'll charge you as a juvie misdemeanor. Plead out to it.
And then your record will be expunged upon completion of
just get this
ARD
and
or something.
Apologize and plead out to it.
Yeah.
All right. We really have to break the president is in the on-deck circle.
Okay. And you both are wrong. I'm right. 855-839-1210.
By the way, Nick, the YouTube chat is Dawn and Sean's side.
Can I tell you something? Nick, just if let's remind ourselves of this conversation. Play this back for Nick in about, because his little girls are only 10. Play this back when his little girls are like 15, and you're going to get a total different
That's
answer.
Why they will stay in the dance studio and not be on a track or a basketball
Boom.
Court or any
daddy,
of those macho
will
sports.
Be, daddy will be with a baseball bat, right, answering this.
855-839-1210. Donald J. Trump joins us on the other side. Stay right there. It's Kale and Company. We're back after this.
Yeah, our friends with Piazza, you know, we're broadcasting from the Piazza Premium Studios, the Piazza Auto Group Studios, and we just so appreciate those. We appreciate Piazza, and we appreciate all of us here, honest to God, that you patronize Piazza. And it's like getting your angel wings in heaven or something. Whenever we hear, and we love when you tell us, hey, I went to Piazza, one of the Piazzas, and we bought a new vehicle. We just want to thank you, seriously. Our friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, that's what I'm talking about right now. And they have the latest. These are beautiful luxury vehicles from today's top brands, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati. These models with their sleek new designs, the latest, most innovative features powered by the latest in technology, and thousands. Here's the thing. They have thousands right now of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Piazza. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Sean, I want to get your thoughts on this. I know you've had a lot to say and you've had a lot of battles on X with certain people that follow you over the Tate brothers and the way they are perceived by certain factions of certain bases. Then you have Danica Patrick, who has come out and jumped into the political spectrum, former race car driver herself, and she absolutely went off on the Tate brothers, really having the same stance that you have. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that, because now you have a female on the MAGA side coming out and joining others as well.
What did I missed it with Danica Patrick?
She was on with Tommy Lahren from Outkick, who also is based in Nashville, and she pretty much just obliterated the Tate brothers for being the scum that they are, and you know the stuff that's going on in Florida with DeSantis and investigations into why they're here and if they should be allowed, so forth and so on.
Okay, well, I mean, if she's in agreement that people who admittedly talk about behavior that the Tates have behaved, you know, the Tates, again, it's one of these things where allegations are allegations and the court of law, you know, you could tell me innocent until proven guilty in the court of law, and I will agree with you 100 times out of 100. But innocent until proven guilty does not apply to the court of public opinion. And I'm sorry, but when I see Luigi Mangione killing the UnitedHealthcare CEO, I know he killed him, right? When I see Andrew Tate beating up a 15-year-old girl, and yes, she was 15. How do you know that? Because the girl in the video claims that she was born in 1997 and the video was uploaded in 2012. It's just math. I'm not saying this to be, you know, a jerk or to provide an argument that is inconvenient to somebody else's narrative. And I'm definitely not basing anything on what the mainstream media is telling me. I'm basing it on things that Andrew Tate is telling me. Mm-hmm. Andrew Tate is telling me that he slept with girls that were 15, 16, whatever the age might have been. Andrew Tate is on video, you know, saying, why did I hit you? Because you didn't listen, because you won't obey. Andrew Tate is the one showing off this girl with a tattoo that says property of Andrew Tate, which is very common in trafficking cases. The traffickers usually brand their property. It's, you know, the same way that a cattle rancher will brand their cow. You know, it is the exact same thing. So I'm happy to see Danica Patrick. I'm happy to see I would imagine I didn't see what Tommy Lahren said, but I would imagine she's on the same side of this issue as well.
Yeah.
She's a decent person. I've been on with her a couple of times. Pretty cool.
She pretty much say, I got a quote here. The kind of man who is attractive to me is a man who respects women, someone who respects a woman for being strong as well and is not intimidated by that. To me, that speaks volumes about their own integrity, their own confidence level. It's all led to a weird fracturing within the Republican Party that should never have gotten to this point.
Never should have gotten to this point. And so I applaud Danica Patrick for saying that, because it needs to be said. And the more people, in my opinion, that are saying this, the better. Again, if Andrew Tate didn't admit to doing these things, if there weren't videos of him doing these things, I would most likely be on the side of, well, let's let the whole story play out. And there is probably still more to come. And there may be things that not necessarily exonerate it, but explain from Tate's perspective. I don't think there's any explaining away or there's any exceptions or anything that can excuse that behavior. But we don't have all the facts, which is true. But what we do have, what is publicly available, right? Just like what was publicly available to us about Hunter Biden. I called Hunter Biden a crackhead before he admitted that he did crack. Why? Because there were videos and images of him doing crack on his laptop, right? Diddy. How many people that are arguing, well, Tate is innocent until proven guilty, have called P. Diddy a pedophile? But he hasn't been convicted, right? Are we supposed to wait? Are we all supposed to wait for what a court says to form our opinion, right? I mean, is that what we're supposed to? The legal system, yes, 100%. You are presumed innocent until proven guilty, okay? The court of public opinion does not have to abide by those standards, and I'm happy that we're getting people calling out the Tates. And for the folks that think that that's all, you know, you're not a real man, well, okay, that's your definition of it. That what he does, you don't want your son to grow up to do those things, I guarantee you. And you would not let Andrew Tate babysit your 15-year-old daughter.
Yep.
The Tate brothers deny all allegations against them, facing sexual and rape charges in Romania, now facing a criminal investigation, which has been launched within the past week by Florida Attorney General.
Yep.
I had to say that for the...
Yes. Thank you. No, thank
you. Your attorney.
There it is.
Ferris, let me get your thoughts quickly on this. I know you had done, you did an endorsement for a business, and was it the CBS affiliate that gave you the hard time in Nashville about not airing the commercial, or was that a radio station?
It was News Channel 4, there was also a radio station.
Okay.
The radio station refused to play it, even though I put a disclaimer at the end that said it was an impersonator. They refused to play it. They thought they were going to get sued.
Right.
Okay. And then the TV station, yeah, it's News Channel 4 out here.
Okay. So News Channel 4 is actually the same channel television-wise, WSMV. It's the NBC affiliate in Nashville. They decided to cancel a performance from the Duggar Band, a young Nashville duo. I believe they're brothers. And they said that their story and the song, specifically the lyrics, crossed political lines, and they have pretty much canceled them from performing. And of course, they went to social media. They're now right at the top of the charts on iTunes.
First of all, I got to correct it. My issue was with News Channel 5, not News Channel 4.
Okay, that was CBS.
They are WSMV with their problem. And I'm probably going to be speaking with these guys soon. So yeah, I reached out to them on X, and we've been talking because we had a very similar situation. No, nothing wrong with the song. I mean, they mentioned, look, they even name dropped Toby Keith, who was a registered Democrat for a very long time. I know he played at Trump's inauguration in 2016, and Toby Keith was a patriot, right? He loved the country. That's one of the things. He loved his veterans, loved the military. Nothing wrong with that song.
Nope.
But you have, again, these, and you know it, the local affiliates here in Nashville. Ugh. It's a disaster.
Yep. So. All right. Sean Farish, great stuff. Woo! Thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you next week.
There he is, Sean Farish with us. As we get set for all of the routine bells and whistles to round out a day.
We might have to do a Don Senzum Big 3 at 10 because you two decided to argue for 15 minutes.
I know.
So,
and I lost, so I regret it.
Don will do some news headlines at the top of the hour, if you will, my love, at 10 o'clock.
Yep, right. We'll do. We've got a lot.
Let's get to Jimmy Kelly now.
No. We have to break first.
We'll take a quick break, It's movies, music, and then what's on tap for the Don Show. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Thursday morning, as we get ready to give away some prizes and some music wisdom, first, the Morning Mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Are those microwave dinners any good?
I don't know.
I'll give them a whirl.
Are you here all by yourself?
Fam, I'm 8 years old. You think I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
Where's your mom?
My mom's in the car.
Where's your father?
He's at work.
What about your brothers and your sisters?
I'm an only child.
Where do you live?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because you're a stranger.
Think you know what it is? Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
If you don't know what it is, you're not an American, you should self-deport immediately. Secondly, it plays into what we talked about in hour number two with a certain story that we discussed. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. Pair of Joe Conklin tickets. Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra coming up on April 5th at the Keswick. Caller 12, 855-839-1210.
By the way, before we get to Phil Almquist, our buddy Newman Price has made a new jingle.
Oh, God, I love Newman.
Boy, here we go.
God bless you,
Hi
Newman.
Hi there.
With music history. I love Newman.
Feel time, we're 10 on WPHT.
It's good.
It's really good. Now I know I've made it because Newman Price has done this. All the Phil timers out there.
Exactly right. And you have to wait no more. It's time for the What Occurred Today in Music History bit.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, March 13th, we celebrate the birthdays of Adam Clayton from U2, who's 65, and David Draiman from Disturbed, who's now 52. Sigs include Days of Rock and Roll by Europe in 2015, Heat of the Night by Bryan Adams in 87, and Morning Has Broken by Cat Stevens in 72. Albums include Dead Again by Typo Negative in 2007, The Bends by Radiohead in 95,
Heartbeat City by the Cars in 84, and Depeche Mode released a live album in 89. Also, 7 years ago today, I was in Wilkes-Barre as Judas Priest kicked off their Firepower World Tour. Saxon and Black Star Riders opened that day. In 93, Eric Clapton's Unplugged would top the album chart, where it stayed for 3 weeks. In 2006, the Sex Pistols refused to attend their own induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That letter is classic. In 84, Bob Seger got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 87, Rat was at the Spectrum with Poison opening. In 2011, Slayer and Megadeth kick off their European Carnage tour. And yesterday, the teaser trailer was released for the upcoming movie Spinal Tap 2. But lastly, since the cut sheet really never does end,
it's true.
This is all for all the TDSers out there on my Facebook feed. Yesterday, whining due to the Elon and Tesla being outside the White House. Let's go back to 2021.
Uh-oh.
Greg?
Yes?
Receipts?
Wait, say it again, Phil.
Look, it's Joe driving around the White House pushing Jeep hybrids. Hashtag hypocrites. Hashtag these are stupid people. A legend. Hashtag are we surprised? No. 4K and company. Alright, Phil.
Hashtag Phil time.
Oh, what music was he playing in the Jeep?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Is a good question. I don't even know. Some clown music, maybe.
Was that Joe or his stunt double actually driving that? Alrighty. Let's go to Heather in the Northeast. She's a true American, and she's going to see Joe Conklin. Heather, what movie did we just play for you?
Home Alone.
Yes, woo! Macaulay Culkin. Congratulations, Heather. You got yourself the tickets.
Awesome. Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you. We love it as well. There she is, Heather.
Heather.
Before Macaulay Culkin was at Monday Night Raw, he was whipping up Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern.
Nobody knows what that means.
Yes, they do. They know those guys. And they know Dawn Stensland, and she's up in 5 minutes. What do we have lined up, dear?
Well, one of my guests upcoming, well, she would probably leave her daughter home alone rather than alone with a doctor. So if she had those choices, she writes for the Daily Caller. And as well, she would never again want to hear that John Fetterman is moderate. Meg Brock, who's a now investigative reporter, local mom from Bucks. So we'll hear her take on some of these issues as well as her latest investigations. And 5 years. 5 years this week when we started all of the COVID lockdown. So we'll hear from Meg Brock, Beth Ambroska on the online deck as well. But we'll start out with a big three. We'll talk about Lee Zeldin. And this is huge in our nation's history. We just barely touched on it. And as well, what about those astronauts?
Yeah.
They're trapped in space for now with the Musk mission scrubbed. Well, we'll update that for you as well.
The big three at 10.
Big three at 10. With Dawn Stensland.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, have a great rest of your Thursday. Stay tuned. Dawn is up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6, and we've got a great comedian lined up as well. I'm drawing a blank on the name.
Paul Mercurio.
Yes, we'll do that tomorrow. What time, Gregory?
He should be in studio about 8 o'clock.
All right, looking forward to that, as John Fetterman would say.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.